This is Senior Radio Buffalo. It's News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Joe Chilley, your host. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is our website, and our community calendar is on there. Also, I want to stress, you can go to click online there. You can get some of the previous shows. You can listen on demand, is what I'm saying, to some of our previous shows. So please feel free to do that. If you think you've joined a show and you know that we've talked to folks like we're talking to Alex and Will here today and Bill from Severin Development, we have had some previous shows with Alex and Will individually and with Alex, Will, and Bill. You can listen to some of those shows online just by clicking on them. So this morning we're going to talk about Severin Development, and one of the things that we want to discuss, and you guys have talked about this before, some of the new builds that you're doing, and we talked a little bit about patio homes, and I understand that you've got a development in Alden that you're working on here, and so let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about it. It's called Birch Creek Run, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. It's a 21-lot patio home subdivision. Fully approved. We just got approved, so we're ready for this spring. We're pretty excited. We have our model home on West Main Street in Alden. It's open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. My father will give you the times that he will be there. But yeah, it's a little niche community, wooded lots. We put in a little paver brick road, and we're excited to start building some homes on the street this year.
Okay, so the model home that you guys put together, this is, you know, are they all going to be relatively similar or?
Yeah, relatively similar. I mean, we have a lot of choices on the customization of the siding, the colors, and the front elevation. And then interior, the way that the home is built, you can customize any wall you want. We believe we set up our model to be the most attractive. But come and see it, and we can talk to you about customizing your own little patio home.
Okay, Bill, why Alden?
Why Alden? Well, you know, patio homes is something that's probably still somewhat new to Western New York. Mm-hmm. But Alden did not have a patio home community, so actually the village approached us and asked us if we could work with them to develop the first patio home community, and that's what we did. What's nice about it is that it's a very, I'll call it a quaint community, very cozy community. It's not going to be very large, so we're looking at 21 families that are going to be part of this community, and I'll tell you with the marketing that we've done so far, the typical person that walks in the Sierra model is generally somebody that or couple, you know, single person couple that is looking to possibly downsize. They have a 2,500 square foot two story. They tell me that the kids are gone. The kids have grown up and moved on, and they're just looking now for something that is less maintenance. Something that they can possibly spend half the year in Western New York and spend the other half the year either in Florida or Arizona, wherever. And it gives people the opportunity to kind of right-size, downsize, whatever you want to call it, and get into something that is brand new where they can probably look at a 10-year period where they don't have to do anything. You know, absolutely brand new construction. And Will mentioned, you know, some of the nice things about the house itself. All of our homes are 2x6 construction, so they're very well insulated, very well built. They're all built with truss roofs so that we can customize the inside. We have three or four kitchen designs within the house. Even though the houses will look similar, there's a lot of customization that people can do with them.
Okay, so people can come, and maybe you want to give the hours for the open houses, where they can come and actually see this model, get an idea.
Right. The address is 13030 West Main Street, and that's right in the village of Alden. Very convenient walking distance to the park in the village there, the community center. You can kind of walk to right, I guess we still call it downtown Alden. We're there. We're open starting next week. We're going to be open Wednesday evenings, and that's from 5 to 7. And then we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4. So Wednesday evenings, 5 to 7, and Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., all afternoon, both days. And we'd love to have people come out and take a look at our product. And, you know, the other thing, Joe, is that the house that we have, We really study the price point, and you know, you can find patio homes in Western New York that are $400,000 plus. What I had seen over the years is that we're at a price point where it's probably let's say, much more doable for people. We're somewhere between about 260 and 300,000. We can build them a new house for around 260, and we can build it very nicely appointed for under 300,000. So
I think that, give us an idea of the individual that you're probably looking at to buy a home like this. If you could envision, you know, people that to come out and look at it, you're talking people that may be looking, as you said, to downsize or smart size or right size.
Right.
And then individuals that, maybe they've got a property that they want to get rid of, you know, and you guys could, you know, take over
go
that property
it.
And, you know, and then you're going to buy, you know, you're going to buy the property for cash. Maybe they can reinvest. You guys can work this whole thing out, right?
Oh, yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And the demographic that we've seen, especially being out in Alden, is people who maybe have owned, like my father said, large houses, maybe with a lot of land and a lot of maintenance. What's nice about this community in general, we do have condo status, so our tax assessment is much less. And then the maintenance of the exterior, all of the snowplow removal, the lawn maintenance, the grass cutting, even we call them spring and fall cleanups, where they'll come, they'll pick up leaves, they'll do the mulch, is all taken care of. So really, the exterior maintenance of your home is now something that people don't have to worry about. And people who are coming from larger properties who have been cutting grass their entire lives, and you know, now they don't have to do that. They can spend more time with, you know, their family and grandkids or traveling. And they'll know that if they come home from Florida in the middle of January, there's no problem getting to their front driveway. It'll all be taken care of.
And these homes are not on top of one another, right?
You've
got a good amount of space between.
It's actually a very nice lot, too. The way that we're able to position it, we have wooded lots as well. So Alden is still pretty rural, but where we are in the village is very nice. But what's beautiful is we have a nice farm behind us, so it's actually a small community, but you're set in the woods. It's actually very, very nice. So we're happy with it.
Are you going to have the availability for people to look online at this, too,
that you're working? Yeah, actually for Severn Development, we're building a pretty interactive website. So that'll be live in a few weeks.
And then also on Facebook, it's very easy to find us at Severn Development. There's a lot of information there for Birch Creek Run specifically. We have some video walkthrough of the property, and we also have our open houses scheduled on there as well. So on Facebook, you can find us at Severn Development. We have a page for Birch Creek Run.
Okay, we'll see if we can get that link through on our website at seniorradiobuffalo.com as well. We're talking this morning with Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development. We're talking about Birch Creek Run, and it's a patio home development in Alden, which is still a quaint area, you know, an area where you're not really congested. I mean, I think we've seen places in Western New York that have become very successful from a business standpoint, and I'm not going to mention specific streets or whatever, but sometimes it'll take you a half hour to get from one side of the street to the other in the middle of a weekend. So this gives you the opportunity to be, you know, not necessarily out in the country, but, it gives you a more peaceful setting, and you don't have to worry about all that hustle and bustle.
Yeah,
and it's still a very manageable drive to the suburbs and the city. But what we noticed out in Alden was those areas have been underserved for a number of years. You know, now moving through Lancaster, that's getting a little congested. Alden's the new forefront. But we're actually finding a lot of interest from people from Batavia, Warsaw, Marilla, a little bit further out that are looking to come in. And again, those smaller communities have been underserved. So we wanted to provide a little niche community in the village of Alden, and that's why we're looking at just 20 lots. But it's going to be a nice private setting. So we're happy.
Okay, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Very easily. You can call my father, Bill, at 716-818-0207. That's Bill Severin, 818-0207, or come see us at the open house on Wednesday evenings, 5 to 7, or Saturday and Sunday between 1 and 4.
All right, very good. Severin Development and Alex, Will, and Bill, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, there you have it. Another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Thanks for listening to the local radio show that focuses on educating our active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or if you'd like to participate on the show, tell us on our Facebook page or contact us on our website, seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Joe Chili next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN.